Chapter 31. Don't Mess with Texas. For the next few weeks, Pearl kept a special eye on Heather. After what she had witnessed, she was not going to take Elizabeth's words lightly. However, as the days passed and the Lady Pearls settled back into their normal routine, the thought of Heather being in any danger began to fade. Heather was best known for singing the blues. Her sultry voice and deliberate little pout mesmerized her audience. By the time Heather was finished with her song, men often lapsed into a trance. She held a seductive power over her audience. Early one evening, one of the customers insisted that Heather sing "Oh My Man" for him and gave her $100 bill. Heather gracefully accepted the invitation. It was one of her favorite songs, and she sang it well. Heather closed her eyes and swayed her hips to the rhythm of the music.
He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. All right. What's the difference? If I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday, for whatever my man is, I am his forever.
When the man handed Heather another $100 bill, she tickled his ear with her feather.
Thank you, Freddy.
Later that evening, Sarah handed Heather an envelope.
Oh my gosh, Heather, the most handsome man I think I have ever seen gave me this envelope and asked me to give it to you at exactly 11 p.m. He said he has a surprise for you.
Really? Handsome? You say you've never seen him before? Well, let's just see. Oh my God!
What's the matter? My Lord, Heather, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Ginger took the note from Heather.
Saw you singing tonight. Oh, my man, I love him so. Loved it. You should have been singing it to me. See you soon. We have a lot of catching up to do. Tony.
Quick! Get Miss Pearl, Sarah! Get her now!
The girls at Pearl's Parlor knew the story of Miss Pearl's rescuing Heather from Tony in Chicago and then bringing her to San Angelo. Ginger insisted Heather take a shot of whiskey to calm her nerves. Pearl, however, who was normally in plain sight, was nowhere to be found. Sarah ran into the kitchen.
Mozella, have you seen Miss Pearl?
No, ma'am. What in the world is wrong with you, Sarah?
Heather just got a note from Tony that says he's in San Angelo and we can't find Pearl.
This is not good. I knew Tony in Chicago. He likes to cut up women on the levee and throw them in the river. We have to find Pearl now.
Oh, no! Not Miss Pearl! Oh, Ginger! Elizabeth was right!
Katie picked up her shotgun and headed toward the front door.
Come on, Rusty.
Tony had been in San Angelo for days, watching the girls, watching their routine, and looking for an isolated place on the river. He found the perfect spot, surrounded by overgrowth and brush. Tony took great pleasure in mutilating women and had become good at hiding his deeds. Although no one could ever prove it, Chicago knew Tony was dangerous and capable of heinous crimes. No one ever wanted to make Tony mad. Pearl was absent because earlier that evening, Tony had escorted Pearl from the stables with a gun in her back. Tony had witnessed her trips to the stables every evening around dusk, where she groomed her horse. He had hidden himself and waited patiently. Now Pearl was lying helplessly on the ground at the gangster's mercy, with her feet and hands tightly bound.
So, you think you're so smart, don't you, bitch? Thought I'd never find her? I guess you didn't count on one of your stupid cowboys showing up in my joint in Chicago running his mouth about a pretty little girl in San Angelo they call Heather with her feather. Stupid bitch. Damn stupid whore. Yeah, you! You're the first. I'll deal with Heather later. You LA girls all thought you were so high and mighty, too good for anyone else. Well, you're just a damn whore!
Pearl's scalp throbbed where he had pulled her hair. Although Tony wanted to see fear in Pearl's eyes, she was too delirious to be afraid. He pulled out a Bowie knife he had bought in town.
I know you've heard about what I do to whores. I bet you didn't hear about how much I enjoy it. How could you? No one was ever left to tell. I made sure of it, because the first thing I cut out is the tongue. It's amazing how much fun it can be cutting and slicing a woman when no one can hear her screams. I always wanted an LA girl, especially since the day they kicked me out of that hoity-toity club. This is going to be fun.
Tony waved the knife in front of Pearl's face, pressing the cold, hard blade onto her cheek.
After I cut out your tongue, should I start with the right ear or the left ear?
Pearl could sense Tony's insanity and tried to ignore the yellow of his eyes. Pretending to be unconscious, Pearl could not scream or run away and knew what Tony wanted. She would be damned before she let him see any fear in her face. Closing her eyes with a gentle surrender seemed like her best option. Tony, the demonic beast, raised his knife in anger.
Open your eyes, bitch. Open your eyes or I'll cut them out. Open your eyes, goddammit. I want to see your fear. I want to see you're afraid. Beg me. Beg me. They all beg me. Open your goddamn eyes, bitch.
The shot ran out in the clear Texas night. Three of Tony's fingers evaporated, the knife blown away with them. Blood pouring from his hand, Tony grabbed his wrist, screaming and writhing. Rusty charged Tony, knocking him to the dirt and locking his jaws around his neck. No one could hear the commotion. Tony really had chosen a perfect spot by the river. No one could hear his shrieks.
Cut him off! Cut him off!
Rusty, heal!
Cut him off!
The most beautiful crystal blue eyes Tony had ever seen were aiming a shotgun directly at his forehead.
You think you can come to Texas and do what you do in Chicago, you stupid thug?
I've got money!
What's the matter,
Tony?
Please, are you afraid?
Please don't kill me! Please,
you're not
help.
In Chicago. Please, you're please, in help. Texas. Please, someone should have told please, you. Please, don't mess with Texas, please, especially her please. Women.
Tony reached for his gun. The evil was gone. Katie knelt beside Pearl, and untied her. Thank you, Katie.
Can you walk, Miss Pearl?
Yes. I believe I'm fine. My head hurts where he pulled my hair. Pearl looked at Tony. Suddenly, the night was eerily quiet. In one fateful moment, the ferocity of hell instantly shifted into a peaceful, calm ambiance. It looks like we have a mess here, Katie. What do you think we should do?
I'll clean up the mess, Miss Pearl. Don't worry, I've done it before.
Let's not tell the other girls what has happened here. It will be better that way. We will just tell Heather Tony is gone for good.
Good enough. I remember an old-timer in Menard once told me, shoot, shovel, and shut up. I'll get Ginger to help me. Let's go back to the house, Miss Pearl. Come on, Rusty. Good boy.
When Mosella saw the two women walking up the path to the house, she ran to Pearl, crying with relief.
Are you all right? Oh, my God in heaven!
Pearl smiled at her friend with all the strength she had left. I'm fine, Mo. Katie just shot a snake down by the river a ways. Let us have some tea.